This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is the Keep Your English Up to Date podcast from bbclearningenglish.com. In this week's programme, John Ato explores the origin, meaning and use of the prefix hella.
Scientists are continually trying to count ever larger amounts and measure ever smaller quantities. And as they push the boundaries of counting further outwards and add still more zeros to the end, they need names for their new numbers. The standard approach to creating these is to add a prefix to an existing measurement word. So a kilometre is 1,000 metres, and a nanosecond is 1/1,000,000 of a second. The latest additions to the official list of prefixes were made in 1991. They were zeta, which denotes a number followed by 21 noughts, and iota, 24 noughts. You'd have thought those would be big enough for anyone, but now some scientists are saying they'd like a prefix for a number followed by 27 noughts. That's 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000. And a student from the University of California has started a petition on Facebook to get Hella officially accepted for the job. What are his chances of success? Not great. The people who adjudicate on these things like their prefixes to have a classical Latin or Greek origin. Hella could hardly be less classical. It's American student slang for extremely. So you might say, it's hella cold today. It probably comes from the phrase hellover, referring to an extraordinary example of something. But it's certainly expressive, and if the idea of a hellometer or a hellagram appeals to you, get on that petition and sign.
That was the Keep Your English Up to Date podcast. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.